Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart. One of the things that's going on, of course, is with the restaurants being closed. Well, Russo's on the Bay is a well-known catering facility in Howard Beach in Queens. Well, the Russo family has generations of restaurant and other food facilities for like several years. So with the three restaurant locations in Queens County, one is called Russo's on the Bay Catering Hall. Well, to cater to those wanting to dine, they then had opened up a restaurant called Vetro just a few blocks away on Cross Bay Boulevard. Well, Frank Russo Jr. is in charge. And the catering hall has taken to providing food delivery of half trays of their fabulous Italian cuisine. In addition, they're still providing meals for many of the senior centers where you can stop by and pick up your lunch for a small donation. Well, Frank is going to talk about the family history, well, at least with the restaurants, and how they're making it safe for you to get your food. So, Frank, do I have you here?
Yes, you do, and thank you.
You're welcome. Well, first we got to go to the history of the restaurants.
Well, we're talking about the catering? Or the
your family start. What was the first restaurant that your family started with?
Oh, that was Villa Russo in Richmond Hill. That's
okay,
been,
that's what I thought.
60 years. Yeah, that's where it all started.
It's still open? I mean, it's still around?
It's strictly catering at this present time.
Oh, okay.
That started my uncle Joe and my father, rest in peace.
Right.
So that started a little pizzeria. From there, they grew into a small family restaurant, then went into a small catering room, and then expanded into El Palazzo, which is still existing at the present time.
Okay.
My
and then there's that one. Then there's the one on Douglaston Parkway.
Yeah, that we are doing something different with some construction on that site, so that is now closed.
Okay, and was that the second of the restaurants that opened up, or did the catering open up before?
No, the catering, Russo's on the Bay, opened up prior to that, way before.
Okay, so how many years has Russo on the Bay been around, by the way?
This year will be 33 years. We opened up September 6th of 1987.
Wow. 33 years. Because I go back with knowing, probably your father, I guess, when I was working with the Forum of Queens. That's
yeah.
How far I go back.
It's been a lot of years, a lot of good years.
Yes. Okay, so So you're in a now you're in a situation as a catering hall. Well, you can't have events, and of course, and the restaurants are closed. So tell us what you're doing exactly, because well, we all know how well known you guys are for your fabulous Italian food.
Well, you know, it starts as my team has been with me 33 years since we opened up the doors. With that being said, they're able to adjust. And we've been through many different times, you know, good times, bad times, Sandy, and now we're here with this. But their ability to adjust and, one, support the family, which we call the team members really call family at this present time, and we've been doing that for a number of years. To adjust and to support the community. Support the seniors that we've been doing business with, and just thinking out of the box, and just being here for the clients, so many clients that do have functions that have been adjusting and moving dates, has been great, because the response, yes, you get some here and there, but 95% have been so understanding and have just been adapting to what situation has come, because it's really affected everyone and no fault of any of us. So really, that's something to be very, very proud of. And I think that's where it all starts, just the mindset and the ability to adjust and to move forward.
Well, let me ask you first, in terms of adjustment of people that are, well, obviously they can't come to you to have a wedding or things like that. Has anybody said, like, well, we can have an intimate whatever and then, you know, call you guys up and say, you know, we still need you to cater? Because let's just say, I don't know, maybe they got 10 people.
Well, what we did is we took and that's when I said support the community. We put a menu together, which is online. We discounted that by 35% to give support to the community, whoever needs to pick up. So you can bring that home, cater to your family. And at the same time, anything past the $50 spend, we gave you a $50 gift certificate to Vetro so you can redeem that in September and October. So you're really walking away with a great, great value at a tough, tough time for the community. And that was the whole idea of what we tried to produce. Because it's tough for everyone at this time. But if we can be there for them and support them over the years that they have done for us, why not?
Yeah, that's true. And I'm sure everybody appreciates it. And I have no idea what other catering places are doing, but I'm just interested in you guys because I know your food so well. What I want people to understand, explain, like, when the food – I can't show the – I saw the YouTube that you have of the workers, like, putting together the food and how they come to your door. So explain – this to my audience.
Well, what we've done, we took the concept. We know it's a challenging time and people concerned. So we have an SQF certified kitchen. So out of that, we have our team there with masks, gloves, hats, and we're cooking, wrapping everything individually. From there, we have our delivery team, who again is set up with the masks, hats, and gloves, delivering to the door. Once we get to the door, we're actually putting out a stand with the food on top of it, backing up 6 feet, ringing the bell, so that when you do take the food, there is no contact. Once we do come back to Russo's, that car or truck is wiped down again. Gloves, masks, and hats are discarded, and we get ready for the next delivery. And we show that on video so that everyone feels comfortable on what situation, what process we put in to make them feel comfortable and secure at home.
Sure. I already took a picture of your guy in his outfit with the trays.
Yeah. So
also on my on my Facebook page, I took a picture of all of the food too. And gave some brief descriptions.
The people that have adjusted, these are my maitre d's, my management team. I mean, they all have put on different hats to accommodate and to make sure things are done right and to be part of it so we can support that, which is the greatest thing.
Yes, it is. And I want people to know, and by the way, because I had asked if there's a possibility to not use any garlic. And I thought, well, let's see if they can do this. And you did it. You didn't use garlic. I went, oh, goody, goody. So it's not like, I want people to know that, because it's not as if it's, you know, you're sitting there mass producing everything.
Usually our mass producing is still a la carte style, order to order.
Right.
So nothing's mass produced. We are cooking it. My teams upstairs are cooking, you know, order to order, time for time. Because as the tickets come in, that's what we're producing. So it's easy for us to adjust and do something a little special if we had to, because we know the needs for people are different today.
Yeah.
Allergies are different. Everything's different. You know what I mean? Whatever works for that individual is what we need to do.
Yeah. But, I'm going to talk about what I had, and then you can also give us a description of what else is on the menu. So what I had ordered, the meatballs. Sunday meatballs. Describe Sunday meatballs to us. Why they're called Sunday meatballs.
Yeah, we have our recipe, which we blend, and then we do fry them. So they're not just baked, they are fried. And then we keep it in a sauce, cook it for that period of time, and that's what creates our Sunday meatball, and then we actually sell them out that way.
But isn't that something about that there's you make them with ricotta cheese?
No, ours are not. Ours are just made with meat, three different meats. So we do... So that's one of the items. And, of course, you've seen the menu we have, which we try to accommodate. Then what we just put online today is our Easter menu. So we actually, because we do a big Easter dinner here for about 1,100 people normally, but we will be closed this year. So we're actually making up an Easter menu to be delivered to your home.
So what would, since I'm not online, I can't get to online now, what is different, what is added to your selections in terms
of...
You
have the rustica pie.
Right.
That's an Easter tradition. We add it on an undebossed platter. We have the boneless leg of lamb with gravy and mint jelly that we added on. We added on a Villarusso cheesecake, assorted pastries. We added on a bread basket for Easter with the Easter bread and egg in it. Broccoli rabe. So just the traditional items that normally would go with the Easter dinner. We just took those pieces and added onto our menu that we have now.
Okay.
And kept it very reasonable for people who are staying home, spending time with their family. And hopefully we can bring Russo's to their home a little bit and bring a little celebration to them.
I think that's absolutely fabulous to do. It keeps things going. I mean,
this is the first time. I mean, I've been doing Easter, we have at Russo's for 29 years. We've been doing Easter dinner here.
Wow.
So it's the first time that we're not, so we've decided to bring it to your home.
And since you started to do this with this type of catering, have you gotten a lot of orders?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, more than I ever expected.
Oh,
that I'll say.
Well, that's great.
You know, I really did it just to support and try to keep a couple of guys busy. And meanwhile, we're winding up with 6 or 8 guys consistently in the kitchen.
Wow. And how far, I'm sure people are going to want to know. We're on internet, but how far, like how, in terms of delivery, how far do you deliver?
We did a 4-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
Anything past the 4-mile radius, then we boosted that to $150 order, just to be fair.
Oh, okay. And then when you say past, meaning, how far, what's the farthest that anybody has called and said, can you come here?
With the right order, the other day we went out to Staten Island.
Really? Wow.
We're trying.
Yeah.
We're trying.
That's really great. Now, before I go back to the menu, I also want to ask about how long have you been providing food for the senior centers, and where and what locations are they? Are there only, and well, how many of them are you doing it for?
We've been doing it for five, I think it's our fifth year. We take care of Catholic Charities, the senior centers. We really do the congregate meals, which is trays that we deliver every day to the senior centers, which is about 1,100 meals a day. We had to adjust that and actually go to individual meals and be delivering them now to individual doors, which was a whole different challenge that we had to create. Routings we had to create, check-off lists so that we make sure the seniors are good, because we got a call last week that I guess whatever they were doing, people were not getting their meals. So that's how we jumped in and took our congregate meals, went to individual meals. We had to get 22 drivers in and start delivering to locations so that everyone had their meals.
Wow, that's interesting. So in other words, because originally they were saying that you go to the senior center and you could pick up your meal for a small donation. But you guys have changed it.
Yeah, that changed because the seniors were not allowed out. They weren't allowed to come together. So once that happened, there was no meal for the seniors. So we had to change our concept, so to speak, and support Catholic Charities by making the meal individual and delivering it to that individual home.
Wow. So in other words, as for years. Okay, I am past senior. I'm now like 70. So in other words, I could get my meals delivered by you?
If you're part of Catholic Charities and you're in their program and you're part of one of the senior centers, yes, they would send us a list and we will deliver that meal.
That's interesting. I'll talk to you about it afterwards.
Yeah, it's still running through Catholic Charities, which is part of Department for the Aging, DFTA. So we're just that support for them.
Okay.
This was a challenge to get 22 drivers in. This was given to us.
Oh, sure.
It was adjusted to us Monday at 7 o'clock at night. So we had Wednesday morning, we had to have 22 drivers here to get set up to do this.
It's amazing. Well, that's really very good of you.
I'm blessed with a good team. That's really what it comes down to. There's no way this could have been taken on without the team that we have here and accomplished.
As a basic thing, so what would be a typical type of lunch that the seniors would be getting?
Well, they'll get a starch, a vegetable, and a protein. They'll get their milk, their juice, fruit, and a piece of bread. All bagged up. And delivered to their home.
Wow, that's really cool. I think I had joined the senior center in Woodhaven.
Okay.
Although I don't know if I'm listed there, but anyway, I might do this as a part of the thing that I'm going to write as to. So I can add to this as part of the experience. But anyway, I want to get back to now is talking about the things that what I had gotten, what I was able to try. Then I had the chicken masala. It was chicken in the wine sauce with the mushrooms. I have a beef or a meat, there's a chicken, and then I said, well, let me do eggplant rollatini. Oh, you make it so good. Make eggplant rollatini so that I have that type of vegetable, and then I ordered the escarole and beans. So I had more vegetable and protein kind of thing. So I wanted, you know. No, I haven't finished it. No, don't worry. I put it up on Facebook. Somebody had asked, are you starved? Are you that hungry? But no. Anyhow, so tell me, tell me some of the other items that are on this menu.
Well, we got the cavatelli meat sauce, which is one of our traditional items. Our penne alla vodka, which the vodka sauce will be going into Costco April 15th for sale. So that's been a big hit. We got the rigatoni with the broccoli robin sausages. That's another nice pasta dish. Of course, we got our risotto bites that we have picked
and
off.
And tell us what risotto bites are.
Really, we came up with it's a risotto with the three cheeses. We blend it in an SQF certified kitchen. That's something that has been selling in Costco since October, and it'll be up till Easter. And then that'll be coming out and going back in September. So that's been a big hit. The same risotto bites that are on our cocktail hour right here and sold at Vetro also. So it cooked the same recipe. Nothing's changed. And those we've been using within our operations and shipping them out.
Okay. I continue. I'll probably wipe a little drool off from the side of my face.
We got the regular, just some simple, the broccoli rabe, oregano. We added in the string beans amandine, which is another traditional item for Easter. That's really it, you know, just taking the same basic items that we do, not recreating the wheel, just making sure we're giving good hearty meals and, you know, just that those good ethnic dinners. That's what we're starting to serve. That's it, what we've been doing for years.
Oh, that's great. And then, I guess people could do now, people are doing these virtual things that they could, you know, they can go online and you can make believe you're there or make believe you're, you know, at a party and.
Yeah, we haven't gotten that far right now. We just got online. You can do your ordering online and basically
right.
You don't have to even call and then it just gets delivered. You know, this is just something to keep us going till the doors do open. Because I think, like you said, everyone's feeling the pinch. And this will turn. You know, it's just another piece that we've been through. But God willing, everybody stays safe and stays healthy, and that's what it's all about. And it's just another way to keep, you know, the operations and keep the teams moving.
So what was the first now, are you the third generation? Are you the one? What generation are you?
I'm the second generation.
You're the second generation. Okay.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay. And how old were you when you first started to be a part of the restaurant business?
I was 13.
Wow.
I opened Russo's when I was 27.
Well, oh, gee.
Those days, it was either you went to school or you went to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And school was not my thing, so they put me right into the kitchen.
No, I kind of understand. I always thought school was not my thing, but it was like, all right, I promised my parents I'd go to college and graduate. And then after I was done, I went, why did I do this?
Yeah, but, you know, that was the thing. You know, now you look at college, you look at always looking towards that. Even my children, you know, with the education is very important.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Well, also the combination of that and the socializing that you kind of get to do you know, when you're in the, when you're in college, you know, with the
yeah.
So, and being able to trade your experiences with people that are kind of going through the same thing you're going through or taking the same classes, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, and I think it's important. You know, education is so important, but like you just said, the interaction and on-the-job training is a whole nother education level.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I had...
I tell my children, you go to school, that's only the start. Once you're out of school,
yeah.
Now your job really started.
Yes. That's... I know. That's one of the things I thought, well, college prepared me for nothing. It was the same thing before I went to college that I wanted after college was to go into show business. So I went, okay. Didn't help by being in college. So, whatever. I guess I had to take a break. But it's, part of the thing, it's a whole different thing when you're learning things that are on the job.
Yeah, the books are one thing, and on the job is another.
Yeah.
I always tell my children, listen, there's always the rules, but common sense always prevails.
Okay. I may quote you on that, too. So now, if somebody says, is there anybody that says, well, I like your food, but does it have to be Italian style? Can I get it? Do people say that they don't want? I mean, I always think Italian food, I always think of whatever it is plus tomato sauce.
Yeah. No, I mean, our recipes are our recipes. I don't change them at all. But
mm-hmm.
if someone has an allergy or someone's allergic, that's a different conversation. Then we'll always
right.
create something for them. But my recipes always stay my recipes.
Okay.
So if you don't like
now,
the way my chicken franchise is made, I respect it, but that's how I make it.
But I'm saying, like, for instance, if I, let's just say, as an idea, let's say that I need something low salt. That we'd be able to do that?
Yes, that's something I'll call a special item, and we'll make that special for you. Just like if you're allergic to nuts, you're allergic to garlic. We'll always make something to accommodate. But that's for
okay.
the individual. That wouldn't be for my taking my recipe and changing it. You follow me?
Yeah.
So if you say I can't have butter in my chicken franchise, and then I'll make you grilled chicken.
Yeah, right. I got it, yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm changing my recipe. I'm just going to make a chicken dish that works for you individually.
Right. Okay. By the way, in the Caesar salad, that's a great dressing. That's definitely not out of the bottle.
No, anything. We try not to, most of what we do here is created from within the kitchen. Even down to a mint jelly, we do have a regular mint jelly, but we have a Russo mint jelly that we create separately. So we try to give that a little bit of special touch, because anyone can take something out of a jar and make it.
Oh, yeah.
How
about desserts, by the way?
Well, that was just getting into it, because we start with our own bakery,
okay.
So we do our own. We make our own desserts here. I make my own cavatellis. I make my own tortellinis. We make our own sausage. We age our steaks here. We have a separate fish box that we break down our fish in, a separate meat box that we break down our meats in. So we try to take everything to keep the product to a whole nother level. So that when we do cook it,
I heard it. Are you breaking up or are you there? Breaking up is hard to do. But
all right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, but it keeps breaking up.
All right,
so let's
It was a pleasure speaking.
Yeah, we I'm gonna call you right afterwards, and then by the way, I'll send you a link to the radio show so you can use it. Okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, and thank you for calling. Thank you for all you're doing.
Thank you.
Bye, Frank. Okay, I'm going to end the show now. Okay, so for everybody listening, and I'll in the article, when I write the article, I'll give the address and all of that. In the meantime, everybody, have a great day, or stay safe, stay inside.